John Mayer is in the news like crazy lately. And you're probably asking yourself, like, why is he back in my life? Like, why is John Mayer in my life like crazy? He's everywhere these days. He was on stage at the Bob Saget tribute at the Comedy Store last week in L.A. because apparently he and Bob Saget were super tight.
Real tight. He went to go pick up his car at the airport.
Right.
So he went to go get Saget's car. So they were really tight.
But John Mayer has a lot of very, very close friends. In fact, he's in the news today because I didn't realize he's really, really close with Andy Cohen. In fact, Andy Cohen is getting a Hollywood star, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which you pay for, by the way.
Right. It ain't cheap. Yeah, and you have to pay upkeep.
Yeah, so it's not like the organization has to accept you. You put an application and then they either say yes or no, like either you fit our criteria or you don't. But so somebody in Andy Cohen's world put in the application, they said yes, and then they paid a bunch of money and now he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But John Mayer showed up to present to him, to do like a little speech. And John Mayer is usually known for being kind of funny and sarcastic. He actually was really serious. He really said some very nice things about his good friend Andy Cohen and took the whole thing very seriously. And there was one part of the speech that I really, really loved. And I wanted to play this one little part for you because I thought it was a really important point that he made, and he made it so well.
Beneath the games and hilarious bits, there's a streak of deeply important social change that Andy Cohen has brought about in the world. It's so seamlessly executed that it might be hard to notice. But because of Andy, everyone in America now has at least one gay friend. It's a kind of advocacy that those in need of a lesson in tolerance don't even realize is being taught to them. He's just Andy. And in his truthful living and in his truthful reporting of his life's experiences, he's softening hearts and opening minds, all while giving the world these things to enjoy. And Andy takes nothing. He is only given back to because he is beloved.
Isn't that so lovely? What a wonderful thing to say about your friend. And I never really thought about that. Like, Andy Cohen's just Andy Cohen, but I guess he's right. I mean, there's places in the country where people watch Bravo and they watch The Housewives and they watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
And they love Andy Cohen and they, you know, check out anything that he's doing and working on. And maybe they even watch him on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. But I never considered that they don't know any gay people in person and that he is their one gay friend. And they're like, oh, gay people, pretty cool. Love this Andy Cohen. I never even considered that. I think that's a really good point that John Mayer made.
Yeah, there are people in parts of the world that haven't really even met a gay person.
Yeah, right. But they know The Housewives. They know all those shows and Below Deck and Million Dollar Listing. And they watch those shows and they know Andy Cohen because he's the one that's at the helm of that channel. So, yeah, he is everyone's gay best friend. So I really liked that. And so John Mayer is going out on tour starting February 17th. He's doing, it's called the Sob Rock Tour. So he's been on tour with the Grateful Dead. He's the Jerry Garcia now because he and Bob Weir have been on tour with the Grateful Dead, Dead and Company. He's off of that tour. Now he's going on his own regular tour. So I thought, you know, in honor of the fact that John Mayer is back in your life and going on tour, I thought we can do a little quiz.
A John Mayer quiz?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's the quiz. It's John Mayer or Oscar Mayer?
The baloney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they both spell their last names the same, but they pronounce them differently.
Got it.
Originally from Chicago.
Oscar Mayer.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John Mayer, originally from Connecticut.
Right.
Very. So far, so good. So you're one for one. Dated Jennifer Aniston and Katy Perry.
John Mayer.
That's good. I'm glad you didn't say Oscar Mayer, although...
He could have.
You know what? Frankly, they really could have. We don't know. We don't know what those girls do in private. Was one of the first to support the U.S. government's Federal Meat Inspection Act.
Please let that be John Mayer, but no, it's Oscar Mayer.
How great would it be if that was John Mayer? He's all about meat inspection. No, you're right. That is Oscar Mayer. Yeah, yeah. Referred to something in particular as Little Oscar.
Oscar Mayer.
It is Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
So the very first spokesperson for Oscar Mayer was a little person who went on to appear in The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
How about this? Is this John Mayer or Oscar Mayer has won 7 Grammys?
Please let that be Oscar Mayer. But no, that would be John Mayer.
It is. It's yeah, that one was John Mayer. That was an easy one. Yeah. I've got 2 more for you. Requires you are a college grad with a degree in marketing, public relations, or journalism.
Oscar Mayer.
It is. Yeah. If you want to drive the Wienermobile, you have to have a college degree in either marketing, public relations, or journalism to be even to even qualify to drive the Wienermobile. And here's the last one. Was inspired to play the guitar after watching Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
That was John Mayer.
That was John Mayer. Good job.
That inspired him to pick up a guitar? Yeah. Was that movie really?
Yeah.
That's he should never tell people that. He should say, seen Led Zeppelin or the Beatles or the Stones or something, not Michael J. Fox.
He has said it so much, it's actually in his Wikipedia page.
Oh, no.